As a couple, we were joined at the hip and happily codependent. And yet, in this, our 10th year at Monte Carlo, as we systematically worked our way through the carefully planned schedule, I began to feel a sense of dread. I turned to my husband. "I want to go home." Jonathan was reading his International Herald Tribune. "I need to go home, Jonathan," I tried again. He looked up, slightly screwing up his nose as if to say, "What's wrong with you?" Then he put down his paper. "What do you mean? I want to go home. Today," I said. "I don't understand. What's wrong? We've had a fantastic time, and the hotel in Nice is booked. We can't just get up and go. Besides, we can go and see your favourite exhibition at the Musée Marc Chagall and walk along the Promenade des Anglais. You love that." "I don't know what's wrong, but I'm going to go and pack and see if I can get an earlier flight." "Oh, for goodness sake." He paused, looking over at me. And then, knowing it was pointless to argue, said wearily, "Okay, let me go and check if they have any flights. It will be difficult,